It's here and now. What can I do? It's a question we've all asked at some point when someone we know is in pain. And so often the answer is, I don't know. Well, today we've got a story about a woman who felt speechless in the face of loss, but decided to try something small, and it grew. Erica Lance of Here Now contributor WBUR has the story.
As a young boy in Mechanicsville, Virginia, Nate Matheny had a habit of disappearing.
He'd sneak out the back door if you didn't keep an eye on him, and he would go onto people's front porches, and he would just stand under their wind chimes and listen to the wind chimes chime.
That's Nate's dad, Kevin Matheny. Nate was always drawn to sound, partly because he had Williams syndrome. It's a genetic condition that involves developmental delays and heart problems, and people with Williams syndrome often have hypersensitive hearing. Nate couldn't talk, but he sang or hummed almost all the time. One day, when Nate was six, his parents noticed that he wasn't humming or moving. His lips were blue. Nate's sister, Caroline, was 9 years old at the time.
I was watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and my parents started freaking out because they realized that he wasn't breathing, and they were on the phone with 911, and the 911 was telling them how to do CPR until they got there. And my mom noticed me just standing there looking in fear, so she shoved me into the office to watch my show.
They rushed Nate to the hospital, but doctors couldn't stabilize him. And after just a few hours, Nate died. His older sister, Caitlin, remembers seeing their dad the next day. For years, he'd given Nate his morning meds.
He woke up really early and he's like, what do I do with my mornings now? I just remember actually seeing him cry for the first time and him just looking desperate for what to do next.
3 days later, Tamara Letter, who knew Nate's mom, Diane, in high school, was at Nate's wake.
I felt the weight of that loss and it just felt so heavy. I wanted to help, but I didn't know how.
She mentioned this to another woman, and as the two of them stood next to Nate's casket, they formed a plan. They decided that, for 1 year, they would shower Diane's family with anonymous acts of kindness, and they'd recruit other women in different corners of Diane's life to join them.
We created a Facebook group. I chose five ladies, and Michelle chose five ladies. That was it.
They called themselves the Secret Sisters. Each of the 12 women was assigned a month, and for that month, they'd commit to three things. Pray for Nate's family every day, send small gestures of love throughout the month, and give one larger gift, all anonymously. Nate's parents remember getting that first card, signed from the Secret Sisters.
We immediately began investigating as to who these people were.
That looks like so-and-so's handwriting.
And thus began the stream of anonymous notes and gifts from the Secret Sisters. Tamara says she and the others usually made deliveries under the cover of darkness.
I was terrified that I would drive by their house and they would recognize my car. You know, when was the last time you ding-dong ditched somebody as a 40-year-old?
All of a sudden, it's like, whoa. There's a basket on the front porch, or there's something hidden in the mailbox, or there's something on the hood of the car.
Yeah. They were really creative.
The family was given crafts, food, and gift cards to movies and bowling alleys and restaurants, things to distract them from their grief. It touched Diane that these mysterious givers knew her son so well. She received one gift in particular that reflected Nate's obsession with ladybugs, a set of wind chimes, just like the ones Nate used to wander off to find, with small ladybugs dangling among the chimes.
I just started crying. I mean, it was joy mixed with grief. Nate was still being remembered.
You would hear those chimes go off just about every day. And it was just a subtle reminder that that's something Nate loved.
A year after Nate's death, his family received a large stuffed envelope from the Secret Sisters.
We're like, oh, what's it going to be now? And it was a puzzle.
When they put the jigsaw together, it formed an invitation to a picnic. It was finally time to meet the Secret Sisters. The day of the party, the 12 women from different parts of Diane's life gathered nervously under a shelter at the park. Then Diane and her family arrived.
And they scanned across and saw all of us standing there. We all pretty much were in tears.
It was the best thing that could come out of a horrible situation.
Looking at all the friends gathered, Tamara saw that a little idea had turned into something big.
I realized that the seemingly small things that we do in life matter.
For Here and Now, I'm Erica Lance.
Erica's story comes to us from Kind World, a WBUR podcast about the power of individual acts of kindness. We've got more information about it at hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now.